This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Love, the power of love. How can it help to heal your emotional pain? Ted Anders is going to join us with his new book, talking just about that. Probably more than just about that, but we're going to hit that. Little vitamin L. Maybe a lot of vitamin L this hour. Very cool stuff. And outdoors, and the great outdoors today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Y'all, if you're not watching on YouTube, you're missing the great visual. I don't know what this is, but it's a gift for me. And it's nice to be outdoors in the studio of creation. And Super Don, all good on the YouTube stream? Any comments or questions we need to open up hour two with before we hit the cannabis updates?
No, I think we're doing all right. So yeah, sometimes we do this, not very often, but I think we're going to start off with, I believe, a cannabis update this hour.
Yes, but since I can't play it, I'm not in studio. I'm outside in the studio. Mm-hmm. Can you sing the cannabis theme song?
I can't. I've been told not to sing now. So,
well,
I'm sorry.
Here, pass the Dutch heap on the left-hand side. I can't do it like
that. There
you
go. All right.
I don't know. What was the other one? Paging Dr. Green Thumb?
Oh, Dr. Green Thumb by Cypress Hill.
Yeah, you can do that one. It's more of a rap. It's not like a singing thing.
Calling Dr. Green Thumb. Dr. Green Thumb. Yes.
All right. Do they have like a barbershop quartet cannabis update theme? Because I know you can nail that.
You know, I'll have to look into that. I've never looked for a barbershop cannabis song.
Cannabis?
That's a good question.
Inspired barbershop quartet.
Cannabis.
I'll take that as the cannabis theme update song.
There you go.
That's going to work.
All right.
Listen, for years, one of the critiques of cannabis as a substance, you know, whether it be an illicit drug or now as a medicine, they talk about schizophrenia, right? That was one of the claims in the reefer madness era. It's going to cause you to go schizo, right? You remember in Animal House, the scene with Donald Sutherland and who was it? Who were the two other actors? Tom Hulce, who eventually played Amadeus Mozart, remember him? And Karen Allen, who was also in Indiana Jones movies, or a couple of them anyway. And so they were in the bathroom, and Tom Hulce's character takes a hit of it, you know, or something. He says, "I won't go schizo, will I?" And at a certain point, he blew it out and blew the light out, and it went blank anyway. I just remember that from Animal House. So the schizo thing has been in the pop culture references to cannabis for many years. You know, a full disclosure, I was not a cannabis user. In terms of growing up, a lot of my friends smoked pot, as they said. I just was more or less, I bought the party line, funny enough to say it that way, that it was bad for you and that it was never to be used and all of that. And so that just wasn't my thing. But, you know, later in life, you embrace the plant in its whole form, particularly the cannabidiol form, the CBD, for all the medicinal benefits. I've dedicated my life to healing, and I can't reject outright substances, especially when they start showing benefit for people that are in great, great need, desperate need, including psychiatric need. And so to say that cannabis is inducing schizophrenia, apparently a new study in Nature Neuroscience makes the opposite claim. And it says that the evidence is the opposite. In other words, it's a very weak evidence that says it causes it. But it might be that people who are schizophrenic are drawn to it, to use it for some level of relief or benefit. Now, as we've discussed a lot of the science of cannabis on this show over the past few years, we included a lot of reference points in Unlock the Power to Heal that Ty Bollinger and I wrote about. Cannabis cures included in that book. We have begun to understand things we had no earthly idea, because the plant was suppressed because it was made illegal, not for the right reasons. If there are right reasons, if it's something that's deadly and dangerous, you can argue, hey, let's not make this available. But the reality is it wasn't what they said it was. It was quite the opposite. It was a challenge to many industries, particularly the pharmaceutical, among many industries that didn't like that. And we're going to talk about how having it accessible as a dietary supplement is a threat to big pharma even today. And that's coming up in just a moment. But our findings may indicate, and I'm reading a quote here from the study authors, our findings may indicate that individuals at risk for developing schizophrenia experience symptoms that make them more likely to start using cannabis to cope or self-medicate. I said that, but I want to reference also the fact that everybody interacts with this plant differently. So one person could smoke it or ingest it and be perfectly mellow, calm, and really feeling like, I just feel great because of it. Another person can take that same plant from the same one that that person felt great with, and they go into paranoia and maybe show evidence of schizophrenia, whether they had it or not earlier. And this is about bioindividuality. This is not a one-size-fits-all plant. Some people need more CBD than THC, or little or no THC. Others need, like in cancer cases, certain ones need a lot of THC. If you're under incredible pain, maybe CBD is not enough. I'm not saying it is, or it's going to have to be a process of discovery for you, because we're 70 years behind on science, because guess what? Our Fear and Death Administration and whatever incarnation it was back then said, nope, can't have it. The devil's weed, whatever. I mean, however many ways they tried to denigrate it to make you feel like it was not good for you. So even as I've come completely away from that, maybe a 180 from that, I don't say everybody should be on it all of the time, even the form. You have got to find out if you're intrigued and interested in it. And by the way, next Advanced Medicine, we're going to be covering some more scientific studies comparing alcohol to cannabis. And we're going to assess the danger, because I've said this on the air, that I would rather have my kids as they grow up, if I was going to choose, let's just say I had no choice, right? I mean, I don't want them doing either while they're kids, obviously, and just let them become adults first. But alcohol or cannabis, it's hands down, no question in my mind, what I've concluded based on not only the research, but, in addressing the clinical experience, what we've seen with this. Hands down, cannabis. But we're going to talk about some of the science that supports which view in terms of danger. But the cause versus the result, correlation versus causation. Super Don, do you have anything to add to this before I go into the battle royale of Big Pharma's version of cannabis versus the natural form?
Only that this story has spread around to numerous news outlets, and some of the other news outlets have been very, let's say, not very nice in the way that they put the headlines on this, because they put the headline, schizophrenia linked to cannabis use.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people could look at that and go, oh, see, I told you, if you smoke cannabis, it'll make you schizophrenic.
It's the opposite, perhaps.
Right. It's just interesting that they worded it that way to make it appear that it was the cause of smoking cannabis rather than being the other way around.
Yeah. So, folks, I'm not, again, what am I saying here? I'm just telling you, this is a plant that God created. Yes, obviously it's been bred to have high THC for those that want to use it, quote unquote, recreationally, but obviously there's a reason that they're using it. And so I could argue there's some medicinal benefit for those people. But the idea for me in terms of getting people off of anti-anxiety drugs, antidepressant drugs, pain medications, addictive opioids, my gosh, you look and weigh it out, you're like, this is God's medicine versus man corrupting. Because even, you know, the cocaine derivatives, those kinds of things come, the coca plant. You know, there are people that utilize these plants medicinally, not in a refined, isolated way, and it's a different interaction with the body. And so we need to really, we have to delineate what we're talking about here. Now, in terms of the cannabis plant, this year saw a major event occur as the FDA approved an this is a prescription drug, technically, Epidiolex, which is basically CBD from a cloned plant variety. So it's consistent every time, but it's more of an isolate. It's not a whole plant. You're not dealing with terpenes. You're not dealing with an entourage effect, which is where we saw a lot of the benefit associated with children, right? This was in Weed 1, 2, and 3 that Sanjay Gupta did on CNN. They talked about the entourage effect, that there's a little bit of everything going together, making it all work. And these kids who were having epileptic seizures, just hundreds to thousands, and going down to almost none, in some cases none. So now we have the CBD isolate as a drug. And the concern it was and is, would the FDA go after the dietary supplement form of CBD coming from the same plant, but not a cloned isolate? So far, so good, although I'm not saying on the state level or other that they're not going to try. But let's just look at the economics of this, right? Because Epidiolex from GW Pharma has got a patent on this. That means they can sell it. They have exclusive rights to sell it as a drug for X number of years to recoup, the theory is to recoup a lot of their investment, right? Who's going to invest in all of the phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials, which can cost millions of dollars, $50 million, depending. If you're not going to have exclusivity when you get to market, you're not going to invest in it, which is why, you know, people say, well, how do you know that the supplements are any good? They're not testing it the same way. Well, in some cases they are, but there's no benefit to doing it to that degree because you don't get drug protected status. You don't get exclusivity. So you're never going to make your money, your return on investment. No one's going to invest in that. So Epidiolex, what's the cost if you were prescribed this for a year, 1 year? This is the CBD. It's pretty much a plant. It's not a synthetic in the same way that we see drugs that are synthetic. So it's not like Marinol, synthetic isolate of THC, which causes all kinds of problems. It's not to that level of bad. It's got benefit. $32,000 a year, that form of CBD as a drug approved by the FDA. That's what it'll cost you. Or maybe you have insurance to cover it. What if you're going into the health food store like I recommend and get the CB Sciences plus CBD oil, for instance, something that I find consistently the same each time, although it's not an isolate, it's not a clone variety, but it is the CBD, and I get it, and I want you to get it too. If you're on a year at the level they're giving it as a drug, Epidiolex, $32,000, it'll cost you approximately $5,000, six times less. Which way are you going to go?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, ultimately, why we do this show, for vitamin L. Love. I love to do this show. I love to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. God's honest truth, that's where it belongs, and I'm just here to remind you. And as I remind you, I remind myself each and every hour here. Over the years, of course, we encountered great gifted healers, whether they be officially degreed, or degreed as we say sometimes, up to MD and PhD levels or not. It matters not to me. It's like what they're bringing. And my guest this hour, Ted Anders, bringing a lot. And now he's bringing the love, too. He's got a new book out called Untwisted, How to Use the Power of Love to Heal Your Emotional Pain. You can find them at Life Lift Solutions, lifeliftsolutions.org. I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ted Anders, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back with you.
So have you been, like, hiding in a cave writing a book about love all these years? I miss you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I spent several years up in the mountains in Asheville at a beautiful sanctuary in the Pisgah Forest doing a lot of this work and untwisting my own story as deeply
yeah.
as I could.
There's a lot of twist into the emotional body, isn't there, in this lifetime for a lot of people. And
yeah.
as we hear, love is the answer. We've sung about it. People have written poems about it. It's like I like to say, how can we make it practical? Now, before we dive all the way into the love solution, there was another thing. I had a question of the day come in about COPD. I mentioned a lot of the natural remedies that are there, from homeopathy to herbs and other things,
right.
even silver and minerals. You revealed to me years ago through our friend Dr. Frank King this substance out of, I think it was from Fiji or the South Pacific, that
right.
has been used for generations for lung health. And I want to add that in the mix. Do you still use that at all?
Absolutely. We still harvest in Fiji, and we still make our formulas in Asheville. And the word of mouth of that Respigard product for respiratory health has just spread. It's going very big in China right now for the air pollution, the reactive airway syndrome, and certainly for COPD, as well as an ongoing infection. So it's really just been appreciated and still going strong.
So what is the actual plant name?
It is red mangrove.
Red mangrove, that's right.
Right, the plant that grows along the shoreline, sort of up on stilts, prop roots, they call it. Yeah. And so we have it in Florida, we have it in the Caribbean, but it's not legal to harvest it. I think you remember us saying in our area of the world, we've decimated our shorelines too badly. But in Fiji, yeah, we do a propagation, a pruning, that actually sustains the coastline while also bringing in a harvest, which is a
nice,
very important thing to do during this era of climate change.
Yeah, so a beautiful option for you, another into the mix for those of you dealing with pulmonary and lung issues. And I wanted to have Ted remind us about that, red mangrove.
Great.
All right, now.
From naturesnurse.com.
Right. Naturesnurse.com, thank you. So, yep. Ted, if we're going into the concept of love and its reality, again, it's not like it's a new concept, but, you know, we're missing it somehow. I mean, there's so much anger and angst if you look out in the political realm, the social media realm even, or the it's just, I'm not saying I dwell in it. We got to acknowledge that it exists, and there's something lacking in people that are, you know, striking out in anger the way they are today. But what is it that you have resolved to help others to find with your new book?
It boils down to a real simple ownership of the word as, being and as love, living as love, not seeking it, wishing for it, thinking that it's somewhere out there we can get, or that it's only with a separate God somewhere from us. But we are, in fact, love ourselves. We come from that eternal source, and we are hosting that right here on this planet. The problem is that we live inside, obviously, a 3D biological biosuit body, and it has its defenses and its necessary programs for physical survival. But we have the opportunity, with the untwisted approach, to step back beyond that sort of biosuit limitation and remember who we really are, living as love. And that changes the story completely. We're no longer seeking it. We're no longer hoping it's out there. We are it. And that floods the system with an amazing healing truth in a matter of seconds. We just did that today, in fact, with a group here in Ocala, Florida. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, Ted, I want to, obviously, we're going to talk more about this. We're almost up against the bottom of the hour break. Ted Anders, my guest this hour. We talk about love. I'd say often you have to precede the word to help describe what kind of love, like divine love, right? Unconditional love. Let's talk about the hyphenated loves. How do we make peace with that? And as you say, to be as or live as love as opposed to seek it externally from yourself. I think that's brilliant. And how maybe there's some techniques you've got in your book you want to reveal as we're talking about it. Hopefully everybody's intrigued enough to go get it. We have it linked up in the show notes. Untwisted, how to use the power of love to heal your emotional pain. LifeLiftSolutions.org is also linked up. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
See, I put my earmuffs on. There we go. Yeah, it's working. So we're out here in the wilds near the mountains and enjoying my brief conversation here with Ted Anders, new book out, Untwisted, How to Use the Power of Love to Heal Your Emotional Pain. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ted, very excited about the topic of love. We always talk about vitamin L. That doesn't do it justice, but it's a sneaky, cheeky way to always sneak some love into the discussion, no matter what level of healing we're doing. Physical, emotional, mental, economic, political, and, of course, ultimately spiritual, because I do believe we are spiritual beings having human experiences. You talked about kind of the earth suit that we live in that sometimes obfuscates that reality.
Correct. I agree with you completely.
So what do we do to get back? You talked about identifying and becoming or being, living as love, as opposed to looking at it and I'm seeking it. I'm going to find it like the Holy Grail. It's out there somewhere. You're saying, right. No, it's been with you all along.
That's exactly right. And what we're finding and the untwisted method and philosophy really is that we are all holding as love our parents and multi-generational pain, and there's not a thing wrong with it, and we couldn't do otherwise because we are the living face of our ancestral line. We are our ancestral line. So we hold all the power, all the talents, all the joy, and all the pain completely unconditionally. Because if we use the term divine love or as eternal love, it's not afraid of anything. It knows it is permanent consciousness, living here for a little while. So when it gets in the system, the biosystem, it holds on to it all.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is, and let me know when I get too impassioned and you want me to take a break. What happens is the brain is really not the mind. It is the computer that processes and interfaces. But what happens is the brain, if we feed it with pain, then it assumes it's ours. And that happens from the moment of conception. When our soul comes into the body, it immediately starts sampling everything, including the pain. And it gets stored deeply. We hold it. And we keep feeding our brain with this pain that is from our mother and from our father.
Mm-hmm.
And it then says, oh, well, this must be mine. And if I am, for example, extremely hopeless or extremely terrorized or at risk or feeling less than that becomes the logic computer's food for thought. And it just makes an inducive belief. It says, it inducts and says, oh, well, then I'm hopeless and I'm at risk.
And well, you're describing the mechanics very well. I understand that, you know, that the brain, again, people think it's the mind. No, it's a transducer or receiver of that information and processor. And even the mind itself, we've heard the mind is, we've heard the mind is a terrible thing. Wait, to waste? No, it could be. It's a dangerous master, right? A dangerous servant, a horrible master in that sense. And I think that, you're a PhD. You've obviously entered into the mental body intensely in your life here. At the same time, those that, worship the mind, I think they're selling themselves short because the mind is not necessarily about, it could care less about love on one level, maybe conceptually, but it's much deeper what you're talking about.
Yes. I think if I could maybe share a little bit on that. When I think about the mind, I'm thinking about much bigger than our typical conversation about the mind. I'm thinking about the universal field of infinite possibility, the all sentient knowing field from which we all emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by the ultimate mind. And it knows truth. It is truth. And so if you think of that field of all possibilities being the place from which we emanate, from which our spirit moves out from that field and then becomes attached to this body, this biosuit. Well, we've got the opportunity to tap back into that mind source we are, not the sort of mind that you might be mentioning where we said the mind can be a cruel master. I would call that more the ego construct of the mind that is the cruel master. That's what actually enslaves us. And it does so actually in the belief that it's keeping us safe. It actually is doing what it thinks it's supposed to do to
protect
keep us safe from pain.
Yeah.
Right. It's built by us to protect us from pain that isn't even ours. And that's the real key insight, one of the key insights in the untwisted work, when we go, okay, now wait, I've got an ego that's telling me don't ever feel that hopelessness. Don't ever go to that place of complete terror. You can't survive it. So we built an ego not to. And it never lets us go there.
Ted, in a Western mindset, we're taught, like you said, it's your pain. Right? Always it's possessed. We possess it. But it's interesting that when you recognize that, you could own it or you can disown it. You could rent it for
that's
a while.
Exactly
and you can
right.
And I think that's an important concept here.
Yes. And that's exactly what we quickly go to. We look at the belief that you have created and derived from holding these sets of pain, which aren't even yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go realize, wow, I have a program around that belief. It's almost like a CD playing or an MP3 playing a track of my pain. And when you realize that you can back away and be a higher observer of this set of programs and realize that you are an eternal consciousness riding in this body, and you begin to look under the hood at the programs and go, wait a second, that program is not even me. Mm-hmm. That pain is not even mine, literally. And that begins to make it possible to disconnect from it a bit and look at it more deeply and not be afraid to look at what our ego is terrorized by.
Ted, we come back to the love concept again and go, wait a second, but do I possess love, right? Is it mine, or am I that? And I think you were intimating that.
That's exactly different. Right. We are the loving, sentient, knowing field which is inhabiting this biosuit. And so I should back up and say that my personal explorations, and you ask because I go to a cave somewhere and do that sort of traditional ascetic retreat, did go into a retreat mode. And I did actually become very clear about the fact that we'll call it divinity for the moment, when divinity or source expresses itself from potential into reality, what comes forth, we know, in physics, are these little pre-light substances, which ultimately are going to become matter. Well, they have two characteristics. They are light, but they also are love. Everything that is breathed into existence, so to speak, from that field, is love light. That's the building block of life. And we are it. And so we can tap that loving truth and that loving energy, and that's who we are. We're not less than that. We are magnificent, eternal, love light beings. In fact, if I could say, Robert, one of the lines in the book says something like this. I might even be paraphrasing myself. If no matter whether you believe in creation, evolution, intelligent design, we are built from light in order to live as love. And that's who we really are.
That's beautiful. Now, again, practicality. People talk about different maybe techniques. You talk about going in, or maybe you're doing these seminars now. You're helping people like you have been helped. The ultimate practicality is then to be able to send people off to do it themselves, like I've said about healing, right? You become your own healer, in a sense, that it isn't that you're relying on external at that point.
That's it. And, in fact, in the book it clearly says you do not need a guru outside of yourself. You already are the ultimate truth, and you have forgotten it. When we do this work, one of the opening lines is, we're not here to do therapy because therapy assumes there's something wrong with you. We are here to remember what is so awesomely right about you, and you've forgotten it.
Yeah.
That immediately takes away the defenses, and we go right into looking at the truth of who we are, which is this unconditional love. And it supersedes all and survives all, and it can hold all. It can, as we've seen in our own lives, our individual lives, if we wonder, how loving are we? All any of us has to do is think back to the times we have taken that the brunt of hurt or loss or given up and self-sacrificed ourselves for our children or for others. It's the evidence is there all the time. We just haven't allowed ourselves to actually make that leap and go, wait a second, that's who I really am.
There
doesn't have any limit.
There are entities among us, if we call them entities, you can call them global corporations, big pharma, I mean, that take advantage of that lack of memory, that unconsciousness, if you will, about who we are. We've forgotten. And they say, hey, you know what? We can help you. Here, take this pill. Right? And it removes us further from being able to consciously embrace that reality of the love that you talk about, that we are not getting or receiving as much as we are.
Yes. When we are tapping into that field of divine, we'll call it divine or source love light, and it comes flowing through us, we are then the fountain of it. And if we'll let it pause in our heart, brain, mind first before we send it out into the world, it is the ultimate source of healing. When we bring that perfection that we come from into this body and allow it to be true for ourselves, miraculous, quote-unquote, healings occur, because in the presence of that perfection, the body has to get in alignment.
Yeah.
And now, then that love flows on.
in rediscovering this or remembering it, you know, very often we do look externally because we want to find living examples or examples of this love. And so people do use symbols, symbolizing, you know, what they perceive to be that to help get them connected to source. So I don't know that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, that's why everybody has a different view of how they get there. I guess what you're right. teaching perhaps is, you know, another technique or many techniques. Is there an exclusiveness to the technique? I don't know.
No, in this particular case, in order to develop the untwisted or the life lift solution technique, mm-hmm. Basically I looked back at all the ancient masters, all that wisdom, you know, going back to Moses, Aaron, Buddha, Jesus, Baha'u'llah, others, many others, and then also moving into modern current transpersonal psychology and soul family constellation work by Dr. Bert Hellinger in Europe. And all of these pieces lead you to realize, and Dr. Bert Hellinger wrote a book called Love's Own Rules. The universe is love force, and it is going to live through you if we'll allow it. Mm. And really, Robert, if we were to say, when it says how to use the power of love to heal your emotional pain, the simple answer that I say sometimes when there's just a moment to answer is let love use you. But by that, of course, we mean what you said a minute ago, define love carefully. We're talking there about divine love, source love, not ego-based
yeah.
love.
Right.
But if we let divine love use us, then everything that is best will be flowing through our specific set of talents and gifts.
Ted Anders, you've been on a wonderful journey, and I'm glad you're here to share it with us. I hope everybody's intrigued enough to pick it up, Untwisted, How to Use the Power of Love to Straighten Out Your Life. We have it, How to Heal Your Emotional Pain. He's got it. Go get it. We'll be back to the grocery store? Not. Don't even think about it. We'll be right back.
What'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what's happening out there, y'all? I've been having a great time out here, y'all. In the 30% humidity, 70s in the Fahrenheit scale, and mountains behind me, just glorious, beautiful as I had envisioned, if you will. But I couldn't envision it this well. I mean, I got limitations apparently myself. I mean, I mentioned this before we moved west. Would it be nice to have a garden? And I got this garden that has just given more gifts than I could have ever imagined. And I'd had to work hard for this, and I just showed up, and here it is. And we're going to work hard to continue it, of course. And it's a great joy to do so. Great joy to be with here with you all, and Super Don and John on the board. And now we've got to figure out how to eat, right? I've been eating from the garden today on the air. In fact, I had a blackberry from the garden, a strawberry from the garden. Last night, I think two-thirds of our food was from the garden. I think it was pretty amazing. But how do you stay on a diet? Now, what is a diet? I don't like the fact that diet is got, obviously, D-I-E, diet, right in it. But the idea of a diet being something that you do for specific things as opposed to, my gosh, you got to eat to live unless you're a breatharian, and I haven't met one of those officially yet, so I don't know. Super Don, maybe you know some of them.
But, I've heard of them, but I still don't quite understand how that works.
It's a prana thing. It's a life force through. Again, I enjoy eating too much, perhaps.
A piranha thing?
No, prana, P-R-A-N-A. Oh, life force. Go look it up. But the thing is, it's like we talk about thoughts, and Ted Anders talked about thoughts as well. And, you know, if you want to stay on whatever your diet is, apparently, according to this latest study, merely thinking, just even thinking about the grocery store could cause you to just, like, just lose it all. You go into some kind of relapse. It's like, what? Now I can't even think about it. Now, granted, there's a lot of things in grocery stores you shouldn't be buying. As they say, stay on the outer ring. Even better if it's non-GMO and organic in that outer ring. But the idea that you can't think, what is this conclusion here? And do you agree with it, Super D?
Kind of. Yeah, I had to really read this. Now, what this is, this was a doctoral dissertation that was written by this person in Finland. And basically what they're saying is, and the part that I agree with on this is that when you go into a typical grocery store, there's a lot of work that is put into how those stores are set up. A lot of marketing research has been put into where things are placed, the colors that they use, and so to try and push a lot of the products. And if I remember this correctly, I've heard somebody say before that if you want to avoid all of the junk, you stick to the outside of the outdoors,
yeah,
but
the outer ring,
outside,
the outer ring,
yeah. Yeah, the outer ring of the store. And so basically what she's getting at here in this dissertation is that the stores are kind of set up in a way to push crap at you, you know, food that's not good for you, especially the type of food that you don't want to eat when you're on a diet because you're trying to lose weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And well, so the conclusion she comes to here is that, you know, thinking about the grocery store is like that place. Like, you know, the grocery store is like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's where all the goodies are.
Right.
That it can cause people to, to fail on their diet.
Well, let me bring this up because it just occurred to me after talking with, and I'm standing up for the finale here, Ted Anders about love. Because DACA Detox talks about love. You know, if you're willing to go into the heart of the grocery store where the bad stuff is and feed yourself and your family, that he talks about, you know, that it's not a very loving act. Now, granted, a lot of this is done unconsciously because until you plug into the Robert Scott Bell Show, and there are many more sources than just this, you don't recognize yet that the food you're putting into your body may not be beneficial to you. Kind of what they're acknowledging here, even in a scientific study. So I think the love comes into this, that you got to love yourself enough to stay out of the inner sanctum of the grocery store, stay on the outside, or even better, find a garden, be a garden, become the garden. Yeah, why not be the garden? I'm not saying dive into the dirt, but yeah, dive into the dirt and have a good time. And find out the love that's there when you put all that effort in, what it brings back to you, you know, ultimately. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the end message here, at least for today. As I look back at the mountains, the glorious, gorgeous creation that we live in here, wherever you are, hopefully you're soaking it in best way you can. If you're in the southern hemisphere, it's moving toward, I guess, spring. We're moving toward fall. And I'm not going to fall down. I'm going to keep on going here. I'll talk to you all on YouTube after this. Super Don, thank you. Thank you, Ted Anders. The links are up in the show notes. As always, go to robertscottbell.com where we remind you that the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why MudPie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.